This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host and friend of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's a senior fellow. He keeps a long word journal where you can routinely see the reporting by Bridget Toomey of the FDD, watching especially the Houthis. Bridget, a very good evening to you. Two headlines dominate the story of the Houthis at this moment. One, ship ablaze after being hit with projectile in Gulf of Aden, likely Houthi attack. Two, IDF intercepts Yemen ballistic missile. Houthis say it had a cluster bomb warhead. Let us begin with what is said to be a burning ship. What do we know about the ship? How was it hit? And is this a matter of the Houthis being indiscriminate, or did they know something? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. So this morning, the Houthis struck a ship, a cargo ship, that is Netherlands flagged, owned by a company, I believe, headquartered in Amsterdam. So it's a little unclear why the Houthis have chosen to target this ship. So far, nobody seems to have found direct ties to Israel. It could be a mistake. Alternatively, the Houthis have previously targeted ships when another vessel owned by the same company has frequented or visited Israeli ports. And sometimes it can be that they visited Israeli ports a long time ago, not necessarily in the recent history. So that's the other option. It's a little unclear how the attack has unfolded. This happened within the past couple of hours, though the vessel seems to have been targeted about a little over a week ago as well. So the Houthis are, you know, resuming their attacks on shipping. Not that they ever totally stopped, but it had been a quiet couple of weeks. And now they're going after ships in the Gulf of Aden again.
The Gulf of Aden, not the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden. Is that correct?
Yes, that's where the ship is, which is, you know, off the coast of non-Houthi controlled territory. But they've targeted ships in there in the past. Now it's been almost 2 years of their attacks. So this isn't new, but it's not there off their coast.
Bill, you have a question for your colleague.
Hello, Bridget. The international community, has there been any response to this latest round of strikes on international shipping? Are they remaining silent on this because the target is essentially Israel?
I think the international community has been relatively quiet about the recent attacks on shipping, the one a couple weeks ago, probably in part because it missed. And so when it misses, you know, you can kind of get away without acknowledging it. In August, they did sink two ships, which the international community, you know, condemned, but didn't really take action on. And I think in part, the U.S. ceasefire with the Houthis said, we won't target you, you don't target us, but left Israel vulnerable. So as long as the Houthis, you know, stay away from Americans, they've interpreted this as a full rein against Israel. And so far that's been the case. Nobody's held them to account for their Israel tied attacks.
Let's go to the second headline. IDF intercepts Yemen ballistic missile. Houthis say it had a cluster bomb warhead. Is that the first time they've used cluster bombs, or has there been an earlier incident?
They've been claiming cluster bombs for about a month. In August, Israel intercepted a missile which they determined had cluster munition on it. So the Houthis have deployed this capability. It's been intercepted. These missiles are their response to Israel's attacks or strike on Sana'a last week after the Houthis launched a drone that hit a lot.
Bill, you have a question for Bridget.
Yes, Bridget, why are the Houthis switching to using cluster munitions against the Israelis? What is the benefit of using such a military weapon?
I think some of the benefit is the message it sends for the Houthis, that they're, you know, continuously developing more capabilities. I think their hope is that if this manages to get through successfully, they've had some launches of the missile where it seemed that the cluster munition did not work. But if it did, it might pose a greater challenge to Iron Dome interceptors. So it's, you know, twofold, the military advantage of a cluster munition as well as the, symbolic win for the Houthis if they can continue to launch new or more advanced systems at Israel?
They're launching it a lot. I believe one drone, maybe two drones have come through. So is their targeting getting better or are they having more luck? Can we tell?
It seems that their systems may be getting better. They are concentrating more drones at the southern port city of Eilat, and more systems launched at once is harder to intercept. They have gotten three through in September. And then prior to that, I believe the only successful drone attack on Israel was in the summer of 2024 when they hit Tel Aviv. So local Yemeni news has reported that they're claiming and have made some advancements in their drone systems. That's a little hard to substantiate. Israel has not, you know, released any analysis on the drones that they've intercepted or the remnants from what has crashed. So this is, you know, coming from Houthi sources, basically, who want to say these are more advanced, but we're seeing a higher rate of them getting through the IDF defenses. So it's, they might possibly have made some advancements that make them harder to intercept. This last one, the IDF said was detected, and they launched interceptors, but those interceptors failed, and the drone did hit a shopping center.
Bill, I have a CENTCOM question. The slogan for the Houthis, which they use in many languages, but chiefly in Arabic, death to America, death to Israel, curse on the Jews. Okay, we know where their position is. 130 missiles and 150 drones at Israel since the October 7th attack of 2023. What does CENTCOM make of this? Is it unimportant to them? Do they bypass it? Do they have a policy about someone or some group of ones shutting down world trade and targeting the U.S. and our allies with death?
It depends on who at CENTCOM you talk to. You know, CENTCOM itself dislikes what is happening here because they essentially, the U.S. has ceded essentially the initiative to the Houthis and by extension Iran. Of course, Iran is the Houthis' main backer here. And CENTCOM is also very concerned because its efforts to help defend Israel, not just during the Houthi attacks and attacks from Hezbollah and Hamas, but during Iran, that back and forth between Iran and Israel during the 12 days, it expended a large amount of its air defense missiles. And I don't think, you know, the U.S. military has not increased production of its air defense missiles to the point where it could sustain long-term battles like this. So the CENTCOM dislikes ceding control to the Houthis. They feel there's unfinished business, but this deal is in place. And so they're politically, their hands are tied. Of course, the U.S. military, you know, follows the policies of the U.S. government. And the U.S. government policy right now is hands off with the Houthis. As long as U.S. ships, U.S. personnel are not being targeted, then it's pretty much fair game. And this sends all of the wrong messages to terrorist organizations. So there are many individuals at CENTCOM who are quite displeased with this. They view this as what happened with the Houthis as a strategic defeat.
You have a quick question for Bridget. We have less than 2 minutes.
Yes, Bridget, do we see any indication that the Houthis have, aside from drones, have increased the sophistication of the weapon systems that they're providing to the Houthis? The Iranians providing to the Houthis, that is, I'm sorry.
The Iranian recent interceptions have not entailed any big surprises. It's largely been the same systems that they have been providing, you know, throughout the course of this war and likely before, in the ship targeting, anti-ship crews and ballistic missiles to target Israel, and then the drone systems. The Houthis are also trying to upgrade their drone arsenal with commercially purchased and available components and material, including production facilities. So they're always trying to develop their arsenal. In recent history, none of the intersections have indicated that there are new systems or, you know, fundamentally new systems being introduced to the Houthis.
Bridget Toomey for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Our Eyes on the Houthis. Bill Raggio, a senior fellow for the FTD, keeps the Longwire Journal with his colleagues, including Bridget Toomey, where you can see her reporting routinely. Longwire Journal.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.